The Zambian officials have violated the Refugee Control Act of Zambia and the Immigration and Deportation Act because, first of all, ordinarily speaking, any Zambian and Zimbabwean does not need a visa to go into either country.
Okusobala ukuthi akusilocala ukuthi umuntu weZimbabwe kumbe wakwele Zambia angene emazweni la engelamaphepha omngcele ama visas.
When he sought asylum, the law is very clear, the Refugee Control Act, as read with the Immigration and Deportation Act of Zambia, that he should be given the leverage of 7 days within which he can decide what to do, either move to another country or regularize his stay or make an application.
Ubelelungelo lokuhlala kwele Zambia okwenyanga. Iziphathamandla zephule umthetho we-Refugee Act of Zambia o-Immigration Act kanye lokubisela abantu lapho abavela khona o-Deportation Act. Umthetho wokudinga ukuba isiphepheli owe-Refugee Act wakwele Zambia kanye lokwezethekeli lokubiselwa lapho ozalwa khona nguhulumende we-Immigration and Deportation Act kukubeka sobala ukuthi kumele aphiwe amalanga ayisikhombisa ukuthi alungise konke akufunayo.
This is a very serious thing that has happened in Zambia. But it's also a violation of international law and the rights of Mr. Biti. This is a very sad day in the legal history, especially of Zambia, that such a thing can happen where a court order, a duly issued court order by a well-constituted court, issued and brought to the knowledge of law enforcement officers, can be defied in the fashion it has.
Ubiselo kwakhe kwele Zimbabwe ukuyabhekana labantu abamdinga ngamehlo abomvu kwephula iziqondiso zemithetho yeziphepheli emhlubeleni wezwekazi le-Africa eSADC. Imithetho yeSADC ikubeka sobala ukuthi ungeke wabiselwa lapho ovela khona ukuyabhekana labantu abakufuna ngamehlo abomvu kumbe ukususela amanqe. Okwenziwe ngamapholisa labanye okumele bemukele amaphepha la kusitshiye simangele sonke. Kuyamangalisa ukuthi kulabantu nje abangephula umthetho bekwazi ukuthi abakwenzayo akukho emthethweni. Isizo sabo lesi sephula imithetho yomhlaba wonke jikelele ebona ngeziphepheli kanye lokwethekelela amanye amazwe.
Throughout the 27-year reign of the first president of Zambia, Kenneth Kaunda, into even the era of the second president, Chiluba, and the subsequent president, Zambia has been a place of refuge from people in South Africa when there was apartheid, even as far as Rwanda after the genocide, Congo with the instability. Zambia has hosted massive numbers of refugees.
Kuyadanisa kakhulu lokhu ukuthi kwenzakale kwele Zambia, ngoba ilizwe leZambia lijayele ukumela iziphepheli. Waba ngumongameli wakuqala kwele Zambia, uKenneth Kaunda, lowamlandelayo uChiluba. Kanye labanye omongameli babesamukela iziphepheli ngehliziyo emhlophe nke. Lokhu kwenzakale kumnumzana Tendai Biti kuyamangalisa kakhulu. Asikwazi ukuthi kuyini konke khonokho. Samukela abantu abavela kwele South Africa, abantu abavela eCongo lamanye amazwe ababebalekela ukubulawa. Ilizwe leZambia belivele likwenza lokhu. Kodwa ke lokhu okwenzakale kathesi asikwazi. Lokhu siyakuqabuka sibili kwele Zambia. Kambe kutshoni nxa sesikhangele ukuthi kuyaphetha ngani?